from Holland to Hillsdale and everywhere in Southwest Michigan. It's time for Future Tense.
Join us now for a voyage into another dimension. A journey into a realm as infinite and limitless as time itself. Our destination, the farthest reaches of the imagination. WMUK Special Projects presents Future Tense.
Double Dare by Robert Silverberg.
Our ship sat down on the planet Vilmorin right on schedule. Kemmerich and I stood at the viewport and watched the big Domerangiel official cross the field to our landing ramp. He was dressed in a bright yellow tunic, clean gray bushkins, and was wearing a glittering jewel diadem. He was walking in that ponderous way those people always walk, and it seemed like a long time before he actually reached the ramp and climbed into the ship.
Greetings, gentlemen. I see you have come through the trip in fine shape. My name is Florbesch. I'm your liaison while you are with us.
My name's Marner. Pleased to meet you.
And I'm Kemmerich. Well, what happens now, Florbesch?
You have landed at a spaceport just outside our capital. I have come to take you to your quarters. We are providing you the finest accommodations our planet can offer you. We want your working conditions to be the best.
Glad to hear it.
The actual test will begin as soon as you wish. May I offer you good luck?
Oh, we won't need it. It's not a matter of luck at all. It's brains. Brains and sweat.
Very well. That is what you are here to prove. It ought to be amusing in any case, whatever the outcome may be.
The whole weird deal had begun back on Earth. And it started where most arguments like this start, in a bar. Kemmerich and I are top engineers back home. That's Kalamazoo, Michigan. And when this visiting Domerangi made a few cracks about our civilization being second-rate in technology, we made a few choice remarks about his own technology. Well, the thing got into the news agencies and created quite a stir. It finally led to a regular interplanetary controversy over who had the best technical brains, Earthmen or Domerangis. So, here we were, Kemmerich and I, sitting in an alien hotel room millions of miles from home, staring glumly at the walls.
Well, we're here, Marner. We're here. And we're going to show them up and go home rich and famous. You got that?
Oh, I hope we can show them.
Well, we've got to. Between the two of us, we can match anything they throw at us. Well, can't we?
Sure. Sure we can.
Just look at this door mechanism, for instance. A simple cybernetics mechanism.
Yeah. An ordinary gadget. Not nearly as efficient as our kind, either.
That's just the point. Apparently, these Domerangis aren't half as sharp as they think they are. We said we could duplicate anything they showed us, right?
Yeah. And they've got two of their engineers on Earth trying the same stunt.
Okay. So if our boys stick them, but we dope out everything they throw at us here, we've won. The president is counting on our versatility, Marner. That's all we need. Versatility, cleverness, and hard work.
Yeah, we'll beat those silly-looking pants right off them. Kemmerich always did remind me of a football coach talking to his players at halftime. But at the moment, I was glad of it. I needed reassurance, and his own confidence was infectious. I cheered up, and by the next morning, we were ready to begin our part of the test. Florbesch came in to see us again.
Good morning, gentlemen. According to our agreement, we have equipped our most modern laboratory for you. We will give you two preliminary problems. When you have dealt with them, if you can deal with them, we will give you a third problem.
And if we fail on any of them?
Why? Then we shall have proved our point.
Fair enough. But suppose we deal with all three, Floribash. How do we win this thing? Do we just go on with your projects until we've missed?
Oh, no, no. According to the agreement between our governments, the test is limited to three problems only. And the same is true for our team on your planet. We consider that if you do indeed complete all three projects, you will have demonstrated your ability.
I don't like the way you say that. What's up your sleeve?
Sleeve? I do not understand the reference.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. It doesn't make any difference anyway. Just let's get started and prove our point.
Yes. I, myself, am most anxious to observe your attempt.
The lab that was to be our workshop until we won or lost this contest was a sumptuous place. The sort of research setup a sane engineer never even bothers to dream about. We stood there, admiring it, Kemmerich and I, while Floribash waited for one of us to say something.
Well, we're impressed.
Yeah. Boy, it won't be hard to pull off miracles in a lab like this. You're making it easy for us, Floribash.
We are honest people. If you fail, it cannot be blamed on poor working conditions.
Okay. When do we start?
Oh, at once. Observe your first test.
What? That little plastic bottle?
With the contents. It is a depilatory, a bit rubbed on each cheek, and you do not need to shave your beard for a week's time. Here is the bottle. Duplicate the product.
But we're engineers, not chemists.
Never mind, Marner. Never mind.
Okay, Floribash, that's the first project. Give us the second at the same time. That way we'll each have one to work on.
For two projects at once. Very well, gentlemen, as you wish. And the second is a trap for small house pets.
Oh, like our mouse trap, huh?
I do not know your mouse trap, but this is a most ingenious device. Our house pests are color sensitive, and this trap flashes colors as a lure. To Krangle Zametzes, we use this. Before Pritrones, we activate this device, and so on. As you can see, it is most versatile. We have supplied you with an ample number of vermin of different sorts. They are in cages there at the rear of the laboratory. I believe you have everything else you need.
You mean this is all?
Duplicate these two products, if you can.
Okay. And we'll let you know the moment we've finished.
Yes. Do that.
I didn't like the way he looked when he said that. There was a catch to all this somewhere. But I didn't have time to think about where it might be. Kemmerich and I went to work on a project at once. It wasn't nearly as hard as it should have been. Within 4 days, we had summoned Floribash back to the lab.
Do you mean to say you have finished already?
Naturally. Stay where you are, Floribash. I want to show you something. All right, Kemmerich, activate the trap.
Check.
All right, now stand back. I'm going to open the cage.
No. Don't. Vermin. They'll be everywhere.
Too late. Here they come.
But you are mad. Why, they'll be everywhere. Close that door.
Stand where you are and watch. See that?
But it's impossible. All running to the same place.
To our trap. Look at that. They're in. Every last one of them.
Remarkable.
Ah, and we've improved on your model. We've built a better what's-a-trap. Your model only deals with one species at a time. Ours handles every variety.
It really is rather surprising.
I suppose now you'll want to know about the depilatory.
That was easy, you know. With the equipment you gave us, chemical analysis is a snap. But I'm afraid we've improved on the original model here, too.
You have? In what way?
Well, when used at proper strength, this depilatory of ours can last indefinitely. The effect seems to be permanent.
Indeed. This is a very impressive performance, gentlemen. You may be interested to know that your counterparts on Earth have also passed their first two tests successfully.
Oh? Well, good for them. So, it all depends on the third test, huh?
It does, indeed. Shall we have that one now?